Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jonah White is our guest, our new friend, and the inventor of Billy Bob Teeth. You may not know what they were, but you've seen them. I promise you, his new book is called The Billy Bob Secret to Life. And it's all about his story, and it's a good one. Lots of pictures. If you like pictures, you'll like the book. And there's even a free pair of teeth with the book, too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And a CD.
An audio disc.
An audio disc, yeah.
Yeah.
So you came out of college, didn't know what you wanted to do,
yeah.
Fooled around for too long, and bumped into an old buddy who was in the dental business who'd made a pair of teeth, a pair of goofy teeth. And you said, and you'd already decided you wanted to create a novelty company out of some kind of a weird, I don't know what you were smoking when you looked into the fire, but that's another story. And so you came up. Who came up with the idea that you could scale the teeth that he was wearing?
Well, the pair that he had were kind of dinosaurs, and they were something that he just made his denture class, and he was a struggling C student at Southern Illinois University Dental School. And immediately when I saw this, I thought, this is a commercially viable product. and it's amazing the interpretation, Jim, that people have. And I really do. I do a bit of motivational speaking. And I really feel that we all get big breaks in life. We just don't interpret them when we see it. And when my friend pulls his Billy Bob teeth out after the football game at Missouri State University, one of the coaches actually saw the Billy Bob teeth the same time I did, and he said, "Put them away; those things are stupid." And
you said, "I'm onto something here."
I know. I'm being, and so I said, "Let me see those." And he set them in my hand, and it was better than a $1 million winning lottery ticket.
Mm.
I had that King Arthur moment, like when he pulled the sword out of that big rock. You know, that's exactly what it felt like, with the lightning bolt shooting out of your hands and stuff. When I saw those pair of teeth in my hand, and I'm like, "Where did you get these?" He's like, "I made them last week in denture class. I'm a sophomore in dental school." I'm like, "Yeah, you're making me a pair." So, you know, we started the company.
What year was that?
This was in 1994.
Right.
And so I went and took my entire net worth, which was a Springfield 45 handgun,
1911.
And I pawned it at the local pawn shop and got $400 for it.
Yeah.
And then I went to the attorney's office, and the Billy Bob Teeth Corporation was formed, and we were 50-50 partners. And I ran the business for about 4 years, I guess, out of my parents' house. My mom was my CFO. My dad was my shipping department. And we had an 800 number run into the kitchen on the kitchen bench. So in the middle of dinner, the phone rang. We jumped up and, you know,
taking orders. How did you market? How did you go to market? What were you doing? What were you
advertising? Well, I used, you know, when you have very, and I started the company the exact opposite way of what, you know, colleges will tell you. You should start a business. And I think it's the only reason why it survived.
Right.
We didn't have all this debt, and, you know, I was making the teeth in my parents' attic, you know.
But how did people know about your teeth?
Well, we used the shotgun approach, and, you know, it depended, you know, volume dictates price and distribution and everything.
Did you advertise in magazines, on radio, and television?
No. It was all in-person selling. It was at state fairs.
Okay, you went to where the people were.
Yes, we call it hand-to-hand combat.
And it caught on. This is just before the internet. Has the internet helped you?
Yes and no. The internet is a different thing. You know, when we started the business, there was no internet.
Yep.
And, you know, companies that were trying it were going out of business left and right, and there was no such thing. Everything was done off an 800 number, which was very difficult. But the competition is the same. The competition's difficult. And now with the internet, you know, you have to, more pie, but you have to have a sharper knife.
Right, yeah.
And then before.
So do you have a website right now, Billy Bob?
Yes, we do.
BillyBobTeeth.com?
Yeah, BillyBobProducts.com is our
website. BillyBobProducts.com, all right.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's a different world. I mean, we're still in the very best economy in the entire world to
right.
start a business. And I tell this to people all the time. It is difficult and tough, and you have to be good. But, you know, the big thing that people lose sight of is that you just don't let expenses and overhead get out of
you
control.
You got to manage it.
You have to manage it. And when I say manage it, I mean, I know. The people I see fail left and right. And I help mm-hmm. thousands. In the last year, I've been solicited by about 8,000 inventors. I help mm-hmm. inventors for free.
Right.
And I try to. And,
good for you.
And, you know, so many of them, they just don't have a concise plan, and they just don't
yep.
understand overhead. And they just, right. they have so
they
much
also,
passion.
They also don't understand what it takes to how you, that you got to fund growth. So how many Billy Bob Teeth are around the world today?
A little over 20 million.
20 million.
20 million, yeah.
From Rags to Riches. The book is called The Billy Bob Secret to Life.
Yeah.
Jonah White, and you and your partner still in business?
I bought him out in 1997. He's still
yeah.
my very best friend. Matter of fact, my wife is running an Ironman in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he's going to be on the sidelines of me cheering her on. But
right.
we still hang out about
good
every year, and
good
he's
deal.
One of my best friends I'll ever have in my life.
Good deal. Jonah White, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on a great success story.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Jonah White, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the book wherever books are sold. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Bisingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.